This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And what was that relationship like between Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Osama bin Laden? Because from me reading just some of the portions of the 9/11 Commission report, it's not that they explicitly say it, but just in my mind, reading some of these sections, it seems like a rocky relationship. Is that fair to say?
I would say it's a very convenient relationship. It was a matter of convenience. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed liked his independence. He was an independent terrorist contractor. That's what he was. But he didn't want to be bogged down under a true leadership. He liked his freedoms, but he also saw the benefit of under bin Laden, of being under bin Laden, which is money. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed didn't have much money, with Yusuf now in prison, wasn't getting much in the way of finances for operations that he wanted to build on, which is Bojinka. And so he saw the benefits of bin Laden. So bin Laden, actually, when he met Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in 98, he turned down the offer to join bin Laden, swear bayat, loyalty to him. But he swore bayat loyalty to him in 99, late 1999. Not after he accepted the fact, but much later. Bin Laden gave him even a title of being involved with the media committee, with propaganda. And so Khalid Sheikh Mohammed saw the benefits of this and said, yeah, I need his financial money to basically conduct these operations. And bin Laden said that he would only involve himself with 9/11 in the selecting of the pilot hijackers. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed would be involved with the entire operation himself, including the selection of targets and the muscle hijackers. And so Khalid Sheikh Mohammed approved of this and swore bayat loyalty to him in 99 or 2000, somewhere between that period. But yeah, at first, he did not join Al-Qaeda right away.